taxes a tax unless it ain't a tax at all. It's like it's round and it bounces inflatable, but it ain't a ball. It's like your head scraping the ceiling, but see, you just ain't that tall. It's like head over heels down the stairs, but you didn't fall. Like having a banana republic and Abercrombie, but it ain't a mall. You can call me a penalty for purposes of jurisdiction, y'all, but the switch and call me a tax right back. Now that takes some gall, because a tax is a tax unless it ain't a tax at all. The anti-injunction acts as if you're prohibited from hearing these attacks unless the tax has been contributed. The only way around these facts, he was to limit it, the individual mandate, to something like a ticketed moving violation or a blockbuster late fee. Write enough words and they'll get confused by them, maybe. I'd like to say it's incompetence, or maybe just sort of lazy, but even the dissent barely makes this argument sort of amazing. It's probably just me confused. It's reasonable to conclude that being naked is simultaneously fully clothed and nude, that being puritanical's both perverted and a prude, and that my masculinity is somehow both feminine and dude. You see, a tax is a tax unless it ain't a tax at all. It's like it's round and it bounces inflatable, but it ain't a ball. It's like your head scraping the ceiling, but you just ain't that tall. See, a tax is a tax unless it ain't a tax at all. A tax ain't a tax.